It is Teacher Appreciation Week, and we're checking in on the health of the profession here in Wisconsin in light of recent teacher walkouts in other right-to-work states. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. At the conclusion of the 2017-2018 legislative session last month, Governor Walker published a bullet point list of all the accomplishments of the session. The list has 52 items, and education-related items make up a third of the accomplishments. Some things on the list include sparsity aid for rural districts, $100 million for school safety, and about $7.2 million for new mental health services in schools. We've got Ron Martin on the line, president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. You can join in this discussion about teachers, 800-642-1234. What's your biggest concern you have for Wisconsin educators in the coming years? What are the challenges you're facing? Are the rewards that come from education worth it? You can call in, tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Sarah waiting in Eau Claire. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Yes. I actually went to school. Mr. Martin wasn't my teacher, but I had a lot of friends who liked him.
That's good.
Yeah. So my biggest concern is, as a registered nurse, I'm afraid that the nursing shortage is actually going to get worse based on the budget cuts to education, especially in primary education. The reason is because we need nurses who are able to critically think and have a good grasp on basic science and math and English as soon as they graduate high school to get into nursing school, and especially with technology. And my biggest concern is that they're not going to be ready for that, and our nursing shortage that we're projecting in 10, 20 years is actually going to be worse based on these budget cuts.
So, Sarah, seeing quite a bit of parallels there to nursing. Ron Martin?
Absolutely. I think as we've seen the dramatic cuts in public schools, particularly in Wisconsin over the last 7 years, we've had to make cuts in our public schools. We've had to make cuts that do affect that. And I do think that it will affect the quality of a lot of careers.
Marsha on Facebook says, Mr. Robert Mix at Duluth East High in Minnesota. Mr. Mix was more than a teacher to many of his students, and I'm trying to follow in his footsteps so that my students know they're more than just students to me. So we see quite the impact, the lineage of the teaching profession there, Ron Martin.
Absolutely. And you know what's so inspiring is that somebody wanted to be like their teacher and wanted to go into the profession. And that's what this week is all about. I mean, if I could promote and be in the classroom and encourage everyone to be a teacher, I would do that. I'm fearful for the profession, though, down the road. I'm fearful that we're not going to have people go into the profession. When the target is on your back and they're not funding schools and it's not competitive when it comes to salaries, we're not going to get the kind of individuals that we need in teaching. But, boy, that's an inspirational story from Duluth.
Well, looking at this most recent legislative session, coming in from the break, I just ticked off a number of things, including sparsity aid for rural school districts. What do you see as the big wins for educators from this past legislative session?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of wins for us as educators. I know we spent a lot of time traveling around the state, participating in the budget hearings, writing our legislators and letting them know how important it is to put money into public education and to support particularly sparsity aid. That has been a huge issue with our rural schools. I mean, as I travel here, I was in Wausau yesterday. I'm heading up to Bayfield next. You know, that's important. So I think that they are listening to community members, listening to parents, listening to educators, listening to administrators. It just needs to go even further. I mean, I think when you have 7 years of cut, it's hard to make it up all in 1 year. So, you know, it will really tell in the future if this is sustainable. And I think it's important. I think we have to continue to support our public schools.
Let's go back and probe a little bit more this $100 million school safety plan signed into law by Governor Walker. What would you like to see happen on a Wisconsin level on safety, as well as when you look at the national stage when it comes to school safety in America?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, I think that we have to add more counselors, school psychologists, social workers. We need to do more community engagement involvement. And so we need people that can connect our community with our schools and vice versa. The $100 million is just a one-time. So, I mean, they're going to be issuing grants to different school districts. But once that money is gone, it's gone. We need money that, or we need stuff that's sustainable. We need to be able to hire school counselors that can work with kids one-to-one. We need to hire social workers. You know, we need to bring in school nurses. That's the real sustainable. That's how we get to the issue of dealing with some of the school safety issues. We also need to get our class sizes down. We need more adults so that kids feel safe in a school and they can see an adult on every corner. So the $100 million, while it's great, it's going to add some programs, probably put some security cameras in, change some locks on doors. It's really not sustainable. We have to have something that's more sustainable.
What about arming teachers?
I'm absolutely opposed to that. And the polling that we have with teachers in Wisconsin, they're opposed to it as well. It's just dangerous. It's a slippery slope. You know, I went into the profession to teach and not be a security officer or a police. I come from a family where I have a brother-in-law and a nephew who are both police officers. They're the trained individuals. They spend hours upon hours being able to use a firearm. I'm not the person that should be carrying a firearm. I have other things that I have to do.
Let's go back to the phones now. Let's go to Susan in Luck. Hi, Susan.
Hi, good morning. My comment is that in our very small rural school, our FCE teacher is retiring. I'm retiring. I'm an ag ed, tech ed, science teacher. And students with those certifications are not graduating with those certifications anymore from college. It's very difficult to find those teachers, and I'm worried about kids having the opportunity to take some of those elective courses that give them more hands-on life skills than some of their other core classes do. And I'm wondering if your guest has any insight into that.
Susan, thank you so much for calling. Ron Martin, are we facing a shortage in these very specific areas, in these niche areas?
Yeah, I think if you look at the data, you're going to find that there are areas in Wisconsin that are experiencing a teacher shortage or hard to find or hard to staff areas, particularly our rural areas, because the beginning teacher pay has not gone up. It's been pretty stagnant. We've got to look at increasing teacher pay, but we also have to really somehow, in some way, return the respect to the teaching profession so that areas like ag, business ed, tech ed, those areas aren't cut because we know those are vitally important programs in order to educate the whole child.
What needs to be done here in Wisconsin to help more teachers get into the profession?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that we can do to help get teachers into the profession. We have to take a look at student debt. That's a huge issue. And I think our legislature has failed to look at that. There's been some proposals by Senator Dave Hansen out of Green Bay to take a look at student debt. I think that's one thing that we can do. Another thing is we have to take a look at the beginning teacher pay throughout the state. Places like, Eau Claire, they've done a really good job of it attracting beginning teachers or first-year teachers, but they also looked at the beginning teacher pay. It has to be competitive, but it also has to help an individual who's coming right out of college with debt. We also have to look at how we support new teachers. We got to look at our mentorship programs and how we support those individuals, particularly in their first 5 years of teaching. Those are all things that we've committed to do at WEAC. It's to look at mentorships, to look at trying to raise the beginning teacher pay, and then also to support students who come out of college with huge debt.
Do we have any sound data on how many teachers are leaving the profession here in Wisconsin in those early career years, in those first few years? of teaching?
Well, there's some data nationally. I don't know if we have that for Wisconsin. I bet the Department of Public Instruction could be able to take a look at, you know, where the job openings are and be able to equate that to individuals who are leaving within their first 5 years of teaching. But that's the real solid data we have nationally, is that we know individuals leave the profession within their first 5 years of teaching. Through frustration, they find a better job that makes more money. So those are all the things that lead up to that.
How have you seen education change during your tenure as president?
In lots of ways in which I've seen it change. The biggest has been the lack of teacher voice in decision making. And that's been really disheartening, because I worked in a school district where teachers were really valued and our voice was always at the table. And I've seen that kind of disseminate over my tenure as president of WEAC. The one thing that I will say that I'm really excited about is the social justice aspect of what we do as educators, taking a look at race, taking a look at working with our LGBTQ students. That has actually had an increase in my tenure as president in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm excited about those things.
So as we continue on during Teacher Appreciation Week, what are your hopes for the coming year? What would you like to see achieved by the next year here in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, short term is I hope all teachers today, all educators today, feel special. They feel appreciated. And I hope that our communities will lift up teachers. So that's short term. Long term, I really hope that we can get to a point where teachers' voices will be added to the table, that school boards will bring in teachers and have conversations, administrators will bring in teachers and talk to teachers, and that our legislators really take a look at long-term solutions for our public schools and not short-term or quick election sort of things. And so those are my long-term hopes.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week, and thank you so much for your service.
All right. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Ron Martin is the president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council and an Eau Claire social studies teacher. Earlier, we talked with Dina Rollinger, a sociology professor at Florida State University, who weighed in on the impact of teachers walking off the job in some states. This hour of the morning show was produced by Brianne Chasso and Ideas Network Director Cheryl Gasser. Michael Derringer provided technical direction. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this conversation about the teaching profession, you find it here on the Ideas Network.